Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today is February 28th, 2007, and that means that our telethon is officially ended. Well, 9 hours from now, at midnight, the telethon will be over, and what a great job you guys did, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But first, a few bits of news. The Journal of the American Medical Association has a report out about a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder and PTSD. And this is specifically for women in the military. You know, some people see their friends blown up beside them. See a friend, 1 minute you're talking to your friend, the next moment his head is laying on the ground next to your foot. That's devastating. And people struggle not only with that kind of traumatic stress, but traumatic stress from many different circumstances, and they have a study out evaluating a more or less newer treatment, a different treatment, and they say it's dramatically more effective. And I want to weigh in and say I agree. I think this new treatment works, and it's simple, and you could do it at home. So we'll talk about that. It's called prolonged exposure. We'll talk about that. Also, in Hollywood, a Sports Illustrated party for its annual swimsuit issue had an apropos health scare. It turns out that because of the caterer, everybody is being screened for hepatitis A. And hepatitis A is one of the most disgusting diseases you can get when you consider how it's transmitted. It is so disgusting, and it is typically in a hepatitis A outbreak in a city, 66% or so of those spreading the disease will be homosexuals, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And I have information on that from the Journal of Infectious Disease. So, and it's apropos that it happened to Sports Illustrated regarding that issue. And what else is in the news? Oh, Al Gore. Oh, brother. Al Gore, he's always telling us we use too much power, right? Al Gore is the end-of-the-world doomsday prophet of global warming. It's been well reported now over the last few days since the Oscars that one of his homes, now most people don't own multiple homes, and when you own multiple homes, that's quite a luxury, right? And what an impact on the environment. Imagine all the energy and fossil fuels used to just build your home. Never mind to keep it functioning. And so he has a 10,000 square foot home in Nashville, Tennessee, and his average monthly electric bill is about $1,200 a month, $1,200 a month to heat one of his homes, just one. His other home is in Washington, and that would cost more to heat, of course, colder weather. But he purchases what we're told is that it's okay for Al Gore to be a power pig, right? He's a power pig, just like that other pig from California. What's her name? Dianne Feinstein. She's a piggy too, a power pig. It's okay for Al Gore to use so much energy, power, because, well, he invests money in projects to reduce energy consumption. Oh, of other people, not for himself. No, he's a power piggy. He uses as much power as he could possibly shove down his throat. But for you, you have to run your dishwasher only when it's full. Only when it's full, so that Al Gore could own multiple homes, drive around only in SUVs, unless he's in a limo or a private jet. Right? And we know the same thing is true with Dianne Feinstein, and you could multiply this by hundreds of Hollywood celebs and Democratic leaders who are on a jihad against carbon dioxide. And you look at the way they live, and they're such hypocrites. Do you know how much carbon dioxide the average American produces from all activities in an entire year? How much hot air do you think comes out of say, your boss in a year? How much hot air? Well, the average American produces 50,000 pounds of these greenhouse gases, specifically of carbon dioxide, in an entire year, 50,000 pounds. Now, Dianne Feinstein's husband, he owns a private jet. It's a Gulfstream 4, G-I-V, Gulfstream 4, G-4. And one cross-country round trip on a Gulfstream 4 churns out about 90,000 pounds of carbon dioxide, one round trip. And Dianne Feinstein, she'll tell you that you have to carpool to save the world, but she won't tell you how many times she flew last year on her husband's Gulfstream jet. So this kind of hypocrisy is standard, right? We're familiar with this. This is what liberals do. They create a false religion, worshiping the earth, worshiping the creation rather than the creator, and then they backslide. They backslide. They're not even true to their own religion. They just backslide. Al Gore, Dianne Feinstein, and these other liberals, these end-of-the-world doomsday prophets and prophetesses, they should swear off private jets. They should say, we will never again fly on a private jet because we are committed to save the earth. But they won't do that because they're hypocrites. So, yes, they invest money in projects to reduce energy consumption, but that's your energy consumption, not theirs. As for themselves, they are power pigs. What else is going on? I got to tell you, we have been stunned, thrilled by the outpouring of support for this telethon. Every February, we do a telethon to help underwrite Bob and Yurt Live to keep us on the radio broadcasting for the next year. We're on a 50,000 watt AM station. The vast majority of Christian programs that are broadcast, they're not on 50,000 watt stations. This is the most powerful Christian radio station in America, KLTT AM 670 out of Denver. And it's an honor and it's exciting to be on these airwaves. And so we had this goal, $25,000, and what has come in so far is 117% of the goal, $29,387. And the telethon ends at midnight tonight, so there is another 9 hours. If anybody would like to give, we might break the $30,000 mark. That would be just absolutely extraordinary. And for those who are curious, when people make a monthly pledge, like if they say, I'd like to give $50 a month, or they subscribe to our televised classics, the old Bob and Yurt Live TV show that's back now via DVD, and people have been subscribing to that all over the country. So if they say, yeah, I'd like to receive those DVDs, I would like 16 shows a month. That's $49.99 a month. Or 4 shows a month, that's just $24.99, or 8 shows a month, that's $34.99 a month. Well, we take that figure and apply it toward the telethon, and we multiply it by 10. Because we don't know if people will stay with their monthly pledge or subscription for 3 months or 3 years, so we multiply it by 10. And so for those who are curious, 48%, almost half of the funds that came in as one-time gifts or upfront money toward pledges. The other half should come in over the next 9 months. So thank you all very, very much. And by the way, these funds came in from people living in 25 different states, 25 states, half the country, giving, half of the country is represented state by state to keep one Christian radio show on the air out of Denver, Colorado. That's extraordinary. We're so thankful. And also for those curious, the half that's come in monthly pledges and subscriptions, that's 30 new subscriptions or monthly pledges, 30 individual subscriptions and pledges. So thank you all very much. And again, there's another 9 hours to go, and it's possible we'll break $30,000 when our goal was $25,000. And from our track record in past years, our collection rate is tremendous. People pledge, and if anything, they give more. So some telethons, they'll collect whatever they are promised, and maybe they bring in 82%, 91%, and we often will bring in over 100% of what people pledge. So what an audience we have. We call you the brightest audience in the country, and you're also the most generous. Thank you very, very much. Okay, now to this report in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, J-A-M-A, the issue just out now. There is a report on post-traumatic stress disorder, and this study involves not only women in combat who are suffering emotionally, mentally, spiritually because of the violence they saw, but tragically, there is a huge incidence of sexual assault of women in the U.S. military, a huge incidence. And that's one of the reasons that we're against women in combat. For one, when a woman has been taken as a prisoner of war, chances are extraordinarily high that she will be sexually molested or just flat out raped. That's devastating. And it's the role of men to protect women. So women should not intentionally be in combat. That's for sure. But sadly, women are also sexually harassed, assaulted, and raped in the military, not even in combat, just by the nature of interacting with men who are not their husbands. And our culture has broken down the boundaries of protection around women. So women end up with post-traumatic stress disorder, and they did this study, and the results were extraordinary. They found that when they treat women in this study with prolonged exposure, and I'll tell you what that means, their recovery rates were so phenomenally high. 41% recovered so well that they were no longer classified as suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. 41%, that's high. And total remission was 15%, so that they had no longer this difficulty with the memories of what they experienced. And so this new treatment, it's been around. I've done this. The reason I'm interested in this, I don't usually report on such stories, but I've done this in counseling because as the pastor of Denver Bible Church, I end up doing counseling. We try to minimize the amount of counseling I do because being on the radio, that's a one-to-many relationship. A lot of people in the audience, one talk show host, and you could counsel 15 people and have to quit your job, divorce your wife, say goodbye to your kids because it's so time-consuming. Well, at any rate, so we try to minimize the amount of counseling that I do, but we have elders at our church that help people at Denver Bible Church and the friends of members of our church, which is quite often who we end up counseling, friends and neighbors of members of Denver Bible Church and friends of the audience of Denver Bible Church. And so I have used this on my own, not knowing that it was an official technique. But when somebody has gone through something that is so traumatic, sometimes it could be debilitating, such that you have the recollection, say a child is molested, is kidnapped and molested, or there's incest in the family, that it is debilitating so that the mother is crying. She's crying hours every day. She has a hard time recovering. And how do you overcome that? Well, of course, you use godly wisdom out of the Bible, and you help someone to grow in their love relationship with God through Jesus Christ. That is ultimately the solution to all of our problems. But that's a foundation. And then there are things that we can do that are healthy and things that we can do that are unhealthy that can perhaps exacerbate the problem or alleviate the problem. And so one thing I've learned to do is to suggest to people, you've gone through this horrendous experience. When it comes to your mind, you break down in tears. You might collapse on the floor, utterly debilitated. And find it almost impossible to go on through the day, to survive. So one of the things you should do is take time, whether it takes an hour or a couple hours, and think through the event that has horrified you. Think through it step by step, as though it were unfolding in front of you in slow motion. Think through it. Relive that memory if you saw it or quite often you didn't even see it. It's just something you know happened. And the thought is so horrifying that it destroys your ability to cope, it seems. Well, relive that experience. Think through it step by step, second by second. So if you saw your best friend's head blown off by an IED, then you are suffering months later. Some of the women in the study have been suffering for 20 years, 20 years, post-traumatic stress disorder. And they went through this prolonged exposure treatment, which they call it treatment. It's just talking to people and giving people counsel and advice. They went through this, and women who've been suffering for just half a year were grouped in with women suffering for 10 and 20 years, and they found a 41% success rate in that the women, out of 100 women who would go through this, 41 no longer meet the diagnostic criteria of suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and fully 15% had total remission. In other words, when that memory came back to their mind, it was no longer debilitating. It was just a memory, like 1,000 other memories. And yeah, that was tragic. That was terrible. That was horrible. But it's not destroying my ability to cope. It's not ruining my day. It's not even ruining my hour or my lunch break. I'm okay. And I have done this in counseling, and I've never talked about it in public before, and I have said to people that I've counseled, I've said, you know, I'm not sure that this is a wise technique, because I've never read about this, but it seems to me that it is extremely effective. I've told people in counseling sessions, I don't recommend this publicly, because maybe it's dangerous. I don't know. It might set you back, but I think this could work. In fact, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, they have never before studied the success rate of this kind of treatment as compared to other treatments. And other treatments, you know what they do? They take somebody who has gone through crisis in the past, and they deal only with their problems today, present-centered. What are they experiencing today? But they don't go back to the traumatic experience itself. And so now this is the first study that's evaluating this, and they said it's extraordinary, just extraordinary. So I wanted to pass that on to you, because you don't have to be in the military to experience traumatic, devastating events in your life, either directly or secondhand. And so I concur. Now that I have this study that corroborates my own intuition and my own gut feel and my own use of this technique in counseling, now that increases my confidence. It increases my confidence. And in Scripture, there are the most horrendous and wicked things that happen. And you wonder, why didn't the Holy Spirit leave that out of the Bible? David, King David, did the most wicked, viciously wicked things. Couldn't that have been dealt with privately? couldn't have been left out of the Bible? Imagine King David for the rest of his life. He has to realize that this became a public matter. How about these guys, they go to be with the Lord, and here's the Bible, and there it is, their evil sins recorded for all the world to read. Whoa, that's intense. But God knows that shining light on a problem is better than trying to sweep it under the rug. The wicked prefer darkness, right? The upright, they walk on the path of godliness, and then the wicked don't want to be on that path. They want to be on the path of darkness. And so shining light is generally a healthy thing. That doesn't mean that people have to tell everyone everything they've ever done wrong. In fact, this treatment has nothing to do with telling other people. But as a general rule, shining light is a good idea. Shine light. And so this prolonged exposure treatment, I think it's wise, and it's obviously going to help a lot of people in the military, and perhaps our marriage counselors and family counselors will figure this out sometime in the future and help people overcome traumatic experiences more rapidly. All right, maybe we'll pass that $30,000 mark with our telethon. I don't know, but we'll find out by midnight tonight. In our final results of the telethon, we will publish on March 7th, and that is because some people mail in their donation, their pledge, their gift to Bob and Yart Live. And I'll give out our mailing address. It's P.O. Box 583, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, A-R-V-A-D-A, Arvada, Colorado, 80001. And our website is KGov, KGOV.com. If you miss a show, you go to the internet. If you hear a show you like, you tell a friend, hey, you can hear the show. It's on the internet at KGov, KGOV.com. And by the way, if you call us up, you can ask for our catalog. And we'll be happy to send that to you. Just 1-800-836-9278. Okay, so Sports Illustrated had this party. And now they're warning all the stars who were there, and there were a lot of stars there, they're warning them that you need to get checked by today for hepatitis A, by today, Wednesday, February 28th. Now, according to a report in the Journal of Infectious Disease from the year 2000, and sadly, we've reported on this kind of news for the past 15 years on the air, hepatitis A is mainly spread, I hate even to say how it's spread. It's too disgusting. I'm not going to tell you how it's spread. I'm not going to say it. You have to look it up for yourself, all right? And during a recent outbreak in Columbus, Ohio, 66%, two-thirds of the men with hepatitis A had engaged in homosexual behavior. And what is interesting, that according to this report in the Journal of Infectious Disease, it didn't matter what kind of particular homosexual behavior they engaged in. That didn't indicate whether or not they were more or less likely to get hepatitis A. So what that suggests, according to this article in the Journal of Infectious Disease, is that if that oral contact with a carrier is sufficient to transmit hepatitis A. So the caterer for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue party, the caterer was Wolfgang Puck. He was the caterer. And one of his employees, somebody who worked in the kitchen, has been put on leave. Now, this happened here in Denver some years ago. We were on the air, and I'm not going to repeat the name of the caterer because it was so long ago. But many, many people got sick with hepatitis A. The caterer had a homosexual working in the kitchen. We got information from one of the other employees of the caterer who told us the guy who spread the disease, we called him the dribbler. The dribbler. Because he made their pastries. And they have their pastries, they come out of the oven, and he would take the icing, and he would scoop his hands in the icing, and dribble the icing on the pastries. Well, he was a homosexual, and there was an accusation that he had engaged in homosexual sex, and he goes from that behavior to dribbling the icing on the pastries. And again, I'm not telling you the name of the caterer because it was so many years ago, but we did it in all its gory detail on the air years ago, explained the story. And so there's a health risk with destructive behavior. The reason God said, don't do these certain things is because it leads toward death. It's destructive. And so Carl Schuster, president of Wolfgang Puck Catering, He said that they're working closely with all the Hollywood stars and with anyone who came into contact with the food that they prepared in their Hollywood kitchen during the month of February. Gross. So gross. So in the Bible, God tells us that when we honor Him, we honor our mother and father, one of the Ten Commandments, we get to live long on the earth. And is it a guarantee? No. People who honor God and honor their parents sometimes get killed by drunk drivers. But it's a rule of thumb. When we obey God, God made us. He knows how we function. So when we obey Him, we maximize our opportunity for a joyful life, a long, healthy, joyful life, and we guarantee an eternity with Him and with those who love Him. We're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school in Colorado. And our website is KGov, KGOV.com. And for a catalog, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 800-836-9278.